I am first going to do R.H. Sin, who I discovered on Instagram,
yes.
Which is makes sense because that's sort of how where he got his start. So he was born Reuben Holmes, March 22nd, 1889 in New Brunswick, New Jersey. But he grew up in Tampa, Florida. And so Reuben Holmes is his name. And then, his pen name is R.H. So his initials and then Sin, which comes from, it's a reference to the Mesopotamian god of the moon. Because he likes to write, like he does a lot of his writing sort of late at night and everything, I guess, is the explanation. So that's where that part comes into his pen name and everything.
Interesting.
Yeah. So he grew up in Tampa, Florida. He lived in public housing and everything. I guess he moved, I don't know exactly when he moved there, but it was at a young age. I guess they mentioned that it was after his parents split. Seems like he didn't have, like, the greatest childhood and everything, but he used sort of poetry and stuff to get himself through that time and his writing and everything, and he ended up deciding not to go to college because he remembers how his friends got trapped in student debt and the jobs that they got after school weren't helping them pay it off and everything, and he's like, that's just not something I want to do. So,
Right on.
Yeah. So then in 2014, he started writing epigrams and short satirical poems made specifically for social media.
What is an epigram?
I was going to look that up and I forgot to. Let me Google it right now because I saw it mentioned somewhere else today too when I was looking at stuff. And I meant to look it up so that I could talk about it and then I didn't. One short moment while I do some Googling. So it says it's a pithy saying or remark expressing an idea in a clever and amusing way. Or a short poem, especially satirical one, having a witty or ingenious ending.
Oh, so it's kind of like what Atticus is doing.
Yeah, except it's not, I don't feel like his are necessarily satirical. But
no, but they're witty, for sure.
Yeah.
Some of them.
Yeah, so it's that short form. And it says, in terms of his writing on social, like making stuff specifically for social media, he posted work to Twitter in the beginning and said he learned how to say less but make a point using only 140 characters.
Mm-hmm,
so that sort of that short form lends itself to sort of the Twitter format and everything.
Sure.
And when he started writing sort of at that time, he was in a relationship that was not the greatest and that was a inspired a lot of the writing and everything.
Yeah, that always helps.
Oh, yeah. and although he is estranged from his mother and doesn't stay in contact with the ex from that period in his life, he draws a lot of from their struggles with men and everything. Because it's very interesting because a lot of his poems are very focused on women and, like, kind of empowering women just, like, but talking about women and, like, what they go through and all that sort of thing, which I think is an interesting stance to take being a male poet and just being a male in society and everything.
Well, and having been hurt by women in the
past. Yeah. But it's interesting because I read a bunch of his poems and they do, like, it's all things that I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah. Like, I agree with that.
Love that.
So yeah, it's a really interesting, point of view to take, I think, for his poetry. So, he wrote his first book, Whiskey, Words, and a Shovel, in 2015.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. And the title of the book was inspired, apparently, by a recurring dream where he was drinking his favorite drink, digging holes, and burying letters. Yeah.
Like, letters, or, like, alphabet letters?
I think letters as in, like, the written things that you receive in the mail.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
His second book in 2016, was Whiskey, Words, and a Shovel number 2. And then he had Whiskey, Words, and a Shovel number 3 in 2017.
He likes the title.
Those are his most notable works, but he also had other ones, including Rest in the Morning in 2016, Planting Gardens in Graves in 2018. And then he has a book coming out in 2019 called Empty Bottles Full of Stories.
Oh.
Yeah. And fun little fact, his wife slid into his DMs on Instagram.
Hey,
yeah. So
get
apparently,
it, girl.
Yeah, apparently, I think it was in 2014, so it was towards the beginning of when he had been, like, writing and posting and stuff online.
She's probably like,
hey, well, so she wrote to him saying, like, sharing, she wanted to share with him a poem that he inspired her to write.
Oh. Aww.
Yeah, and apparently they ended up talking, like, all night on Instagram.
Oh, my God.
And they would, I don't know where she lived, but I think they, it said they had, like, Skype dates and stuff like that before they actually met, I think. And then they got engaged in 2017, and I don't know when they got married, but it now says, like, on his Instagram that they're married and everything. So, aww, yeah,
modern,
I just thought
romance.
That was, I know, right? It's what a millennial,
truly,
like, 2000s thing. And,
see, guys, sliding into a girl's DMs does work.
Don't tell them that. Don't encourage it.
You know?
You've seen the, we've both seen the creeps that slide into the DMs.
Oh,
I mean, if you're
fan.
Not a creep, maybe, but, like,
how do
there's
you know
just
if
a
you're
lot
a
of
creep?
Creeps.
You might not think you're a creep. I don't think creeps think they're creeps.
But some of them know, right? Some
I don't
of them.
Think so. I think some of them are like, yeah, baby.
This is the one.
Let me just slide in.
Today's the day. It's going to work.
There it is.
Swoop. There it is. So needless to say, and I already have said it, but I found him on Instagram. And his poems, I wrote his poems spoke to my soul.
Aw, that's so lovely.
He has a lot of sort of short form poems, but just things that it's just like that little phrase that you're like, you know, yeah, like, yeah, that makes sense. And I think it's interesting. I mean, he very clearly, like, he got his start on Instagram and social media and everything like that. But again, it's interesting how with Rupee too, and whenever we talk about her again, I want to go a little bit more in depth as far as the whole Instagram thing and stuff. But it's interesting to, like, there's different poets and everything that are referred to sort of as, like, Instagram poets and stuff. And it's, I wonder if how they take that and if it sort of makes them, demeans them a little bit in the poetry world. Because it's like, oh, you're just an Instagram poet. Like, what is...
Right.
But it's like he clearly... Those people know what they're doing, and they know that they're getting their word out. And
they write books.
Thousands, if not millions of people are reading their stuff. So it's like, it's... I would wonder how they perceive it and how they like being referred to as that.
Right.
Rather than just a poet. Like...
Right.
I'm a poet. I'm not an Instagram poet. I'm a poet.
Right.
I'd be interested to... What?
You would think that the term Instagram poet would be saved for somebody who can only be found on... Like, only
right.
publishes their stuff on Instagram, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, these are people, though, that have published books, have, I'm sure, agents or, you know...
But they're people who got their, like, starts on Instagram and
right,
use it as a very...
And they're active on Instagram, sure, and they
right.
publish on Instagram, but the fact that you can also then find their collections on in a
right,
book,
they have
you know,
published,
makes it sort of feel
mm-hmm.
like the wrong title for them.
Right,
you know?
Yeah. So I just thought that was a question that sort of came up in my mind that I would love to one day ask them or... maybe find in an article or something and see
right.
how they actually feel about being termed that way or
is
the
that
term in general.
A self-coined phrase, you know? Like,
right, yeah, yeah. Would they call themselves that?
Right.
Yeah. So I think I had a few poems that I was between when I was trying to figure stuff out. And like I said, a lot of his stuff is shorter, but he has a few longer ones that that I liked. I think I'm going to go... There's one that's a little bit... like on the sadder side, more serious side, but and it's different for him from a lot of the other ones that I had, because like I said, a lot of them are sort of talking about women and being strong and like women getting through hard times and
mm-hmm.
stuff like that. So
mm-hmm.
I kind of like this one because it's a bit different from his other work, but I feel like it's something that I just like that he can do this as well. So
yeah.
I guess and this one didn't have a name that I could find, so. Doesn't have a name, but here it is. The weather in my heart is changing. As the atmosphere in New York inches closer to summer, I feel cold. I feel more like winter. An overwhelming silence surrounds me. So heavy, weighing down on my soul, I'm running out of patience. Frustration is the only thing I've been able to feel lately. Disappointment has become the new normal. As I sit in anticipation of all the things that most likely won't occur, mostly the things which I desire the most. There's this aching in my heart as I sit here, typing as a reflection of what my emotions would look like if placed in front of a mirror. I looked into a mirror this morning and barely recognized myself. as the smile that I so often use as a mask has all but melted away. I feel used. I feel overlooked. I feel more and more like the worst version of myself. And now I know why people change. Now I know why someone with the biggest heart would rather close themselves off from the world. Now I know what it feels like to give everything and be shortchanged by the person you'd do anything for. The weather in my heart is changing. I feel cold.
Mm.
Yeah, so I just thought that, like, it's a sad poem, but it's also for him to be able to sit down and say that and identify that.
Right.
In himself. I think it's really important for people to be able to do. And it's absolutely. Like, yeah, not all poems are just like love and flowers and that sort of thing. Right. Like, it can be very dark, but it's also taking a very sort of analytical look at things and saying, like...
Yeah. It's very calculated.
Yeah.
In a
It's like, I know this is what I'm going through, and sort of I know somewhat what's causing it and everything, which is important because it's like... It's good to feel those emotions and like it's
and
human
identify
to,
them, yes.
Yeah, and human to feel those emotions and let yourself feel those. It's very healthy to let yourself feel those rather than just like pushing them aside or being like, no, I'm happy.
Right.
So, but then also, yeah, being able to identify the cause.
Right.
And like the other factors and everything and let yourself sort of live in that. And then eventually you'll come out of it. But, and also sort of there's the whole... There's, like, seasonal depressive disorder. Is that what it is? Seasonal depressive something.
SAD, seasonal affective disorder.
Seasonal affective disorder. And so it's interesting, too, where he's, like, it's starting to be summer in New York, but I'm...
More like winter.
Yeah.
That's,
and it's, like, yeah,
that was a
maybe
beautiful
the,
line.
Yeah. Maybe the sun is shining, but, like, I don't feel like I'm shining right now.
Oh, my God, I feel that so hard.
Yeah.
That's so true. And, like, it's especially at this time of year where... It is getting warmer, mm-hmm. and it's like, okay, everybody's, like, literally people have been posting about, like,
uh-huh.
oh my God, like, all the people affected with SAD can now, like, chill out, and, like, mm-hmm. it's gonna be great, and how wonderful, and
it's like, it's not always that easy.
Like, what if I'm not there yet?
Yeah.
You know? What if I'm just still trying to break out of that
mm-hmm.
winter sadness,
yeah.
you know? And so I think it's great that he... is able to write about that, and it's so honest, and it's not judgmental,
mm-hmm.
it's just, but it's also not cold, you know what I mean, like,
yeah.
it's not, it's calculated in a very understanding, sort of therapeutic way,
mm-hmm.
which, as we know, I'm very into, so
yeah.
I really appreciate that
mm-hmm.
writing of
mm-hmm.
somebody who can just tell it like it is,
right,
and say, this isn't me forever, but
mm-hmm.
this is me right now.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I really, like I said, it's a little bit on the sadder side. And it's not, I feel like a lot, it's not a lot like most of the other work that I read and that he posts on his Instagram. Obviously, it's longer, so he wouldn't be able to post it. But,
right.
so that's why I feel like it's kind of nice to get that and hear something. Because, again, a lot of times he's talking sort of about a subject or about women and about strong women and stuff. So it's really cool for him to also be like, talking about himself and looking
right.
internally and everything as
yeah,
well.
Definitely.
So yeah.
When the writer can show you a little piece of themselves,
mm-hmm.
it's very rewarding.
Yeah.
And for some writers, that's every poem. And for others like this, it's, you know, every
mm-hmm.
once in a while you get that little glimmer of, oh, you struggle too. You're
yeah.
just like me.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's incredibly valuable for a reader to see.
Yeah.
So that's great.